What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was everything I thought it'd be. You know, my body was definitely just couldn't feel it almost. You know, I knew situationally we still had a chance to get back in that game, so I knew that it was critical that I get out of there without giving up any runs. It was important to get ahead. Honestly, didn't have much off speed once I got out there. I think I was just moving a little too fast. But fortunately, you know, we got a great middle infield. I was able to, you know, turn ground ball double play, and I was able to get the strikeout at the end of the inning. So, yeah, it was everything I hoped it'd be.
Showed a clip of your family out there, sitting out there looking pretty nervous out there. Did you see them? Did you know where they were sitting at all?
I had an idea because I knew where they were yesterday, so I assume it was fairly similar. But yeah, I mean, obviously they've been on this journey, you know, as long as I have. So I, especially my dad, I'm sure he was just the same, if not more worried than I was out there. So yeah, I was glad that it went well.
How did you approach the next couple?
Yeah, honestly, I just knew I needed to fill it up. I think that's one thing, you know, coming up here is the last thing you want to do is not give your team a chance and, you know, make somebody else come in and do the job for you. So I figured no matter what happened, when Segura came up, I just knew I needed to fill it up. I was fortunate enough to get a ground ball. Like I said, it was really nice to see the defense working behind and, you know, obviously getting out of there without any runs.
I do think this is your opportunity in getting here, just being able to possibly come in and be a maybe late inning guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously all I can ask for, you know, a guy like me who's been in the minors for a while. You know, I want to take every opportunity I get here and make the most of it. Couldn't be more thankful for, you know, Kotz and Emo. They've kind of told me that initially I was going to get, you know, a situation to get my feet wet because, you know, they've obviously both been here. They know that that first outing's probably a little overwhelming. So, again, credit to them for getting me in a situation where I can kind of get my feet wet and, you know, have a little success. And, you know, hopefully now I can just start, you know, pitching a little more, you know, quality innings for this team and hopefully put us in a good spot to win ball games.
Kind of a long walk from the bullpen down the stairway and through the center.
Yeah.
What are you thinking when you're...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's hard not to look up and see. I mean, you don't play in stadiums like that. I know Vegas is pretty nice, but, you know, obviously getting to see and, you know, the crowd here has obviously been incredible. So, you know, for a place to open up and make your debut, I don't know if there's a lot better. So, so, yeah, it was definitely cool to look out there and see how many people were there.
Do you keep anything from the game?
Yeah, they actually snagged me both my first pitch and the first strikeout. So I'll definitely be giving those to my dad once we get out of here.
How many people do you have out here?
Only four. I have a parent, sister, and fiance. So they were able to make the trip up, but obviously with the late notice and everything, I got a good buddy coming in tomorrow to see the game. But yeah, those are the people who have been there all along. So I was glad they were able to make it.
Yeah.